Every family's business is something that we haven't talked about a great deal in many of my blogs. And I think the time is right now to consider it very seriously because of simply the age of transition that's occurring with our baby boomer business owners. And even if it's not a baby boomer, even if you're younger than that and you're considering succession, it's very much more around not stuffing it up, as a headline read that I looked at today. So there's the transfer of wealth over the next 10 years or so is estimated to be around $3.5 trillion. So there's an awful lot at stake here. And I'd invite you just to consider some really common sense questions that are all around protecting your wealth. These questions have been developed by Thomas Deans, who's a PhD, who has spent a lot of time working with family businesses. And I think they're so good that it's really worthwhile going through them now. So pen and paper ready, have a look at these. Question number one is, sorry, before we go on, I'm going to make a suggestion that you do need to have involved not just yourself, but also the successor, whether that's a child or even a key person. So if you have no relatives working in the business, you can still use these questions with key employees. So in which case, you know, the parent questions are for the business owner and the child questions are for the key employees. There are no wrong or right answers to any of these questions, just simply to create greater clarity between the generations and how and when the business will be sold or moving on. And if you're contemplating as a parent gifting your operating business to a child or to children, you've got to find value in hearing about whether the succeeding generation's prepared to risk their capital today to actually purchase the business. So here we are. This is question number one, and this is for both the parent and the child. What does our business look like in 5 years? So just write it, parent, what does the parent think the business is going to look like in 5 years? And then what's the view of the child? I want you to have a pretty rigorous discussion around this just to see whether you share the same views. I mean, will you be providing the same sorts of services and products? What's the growth of the business going to look like? What percentage of business do you think how the business will actually grow over that period of time? What will it depend on? Could be a number of things. Will you be, are there contracts that need to be maintained? Are there staff that need to be maintained? So then as the successor or key employee or child, what do you think? Do you have the same opinions as the parent, as the business owner? So I hope you've written that down. Here comes question number two. So are you interested in selling your shares? So whoever has shares in the business, are you interested in selling those? And if you are, to whom? So sometimes the businesses have shareholders who are not in the business. Sometimes you might be a shareholder you have control, but you don't want to sell down all your shares. You may wish to only partially sell those shares. Consider, what is the structure? Are you worried from this is for both parent and child, or business owner and successor to answer. Are you sure of the structure? Are you considering what debt might be involved if you were to purchase the shares? So would you like to give some other employee or family member a start and perhaps providing the opportunity to get involved in the business? So that's question number two. Are you interested in actually selling your shares? And if you are, to whom? Who would that be that you'd want to sell those shares to? And here's now question number three, which is for the successor or the child. Are you interested in buying the shares and acquiring control? Very simple. I've seen several businesses already where the assumption has been that the successor would wants to be the successor. Sounds strange, doesn't it? But it really means whether or not you want to buy the stock and take control. And it could be in a family business especially that the person who's having this discussion is not the one who really wants to take over the business. And it's very important to take on board these questions with every key person or every relative that's involved in the business who has an interest in being a successor down the track. We're moving on now to the second set of questions in every family's business. And it's part of 12 questions that we're covering here. And just remember that it's around understanding succession and understanding the thoughts that people have about the opportunity that may be considered here. And as much about the opportunity, it's around protecting the wealth that you do have that's tied up in your family business, or if it's not family, your successor as a business owner looking for a successor in your own business. And there are no wrong answers to the questions. We're just looking for greater clarity between the generations and how and when the business will be sold. So if you're considering gifting the operating business to a child or children, I'm sure you'll find value in hearing whether or not the succeeding generation's prepared to risk their capital today to actually purchase the business. If they're not interested in risking capital to purchase the business, that's great to have that discussion now rather than further down the track. So here we are, we're going on to the next three questions. So, question four, which is for both the parent and the child. And by child, if, as I mentioned earlier, if you are a business owner without a family member, this can be a key person, a management person that you may be considering, could be a successor in your business. So, question four is, do you understand and agree that, in the interest of maximizing shareholder value, that the business can be sold to a third party at any time? I'm going to repeat that because I think this is a little something that I've found in my discussions with many clients that they don't necessarily address. And that's, do you understand and agree that in the interest of maximizing shareholder value, the business can be sold to a third party at any time? So, yes or no? I mean, I suppose that's a very, very simple question to answer, which is if somebody came along and wanted to purchase the business, you accept and understand that it will in fact be sold. And in many cases, I've seen that no matter how good and big the business is, quite often it is the case of asset rich and cash poor, even though you may have developed a great lifestyle out of the business. Really being able to maximize the cash that you get out of the business means selling the business off to a third party. So, yeah, do you understand and agree that should a buyer come along, you could in fact sell the business to a third party at any time? That's question four. So question five is simply to the business owner, the parent. Okay. I agree that within 60 days, within the next 60 days, I will put in place a special compensation formula for the child's name in the event that the business is sold in the next 5 years. So Let's say, for instance, you have one of your children working in the family business, and that they've been a key person making sure that the business is thriving, and they've been really instrumental in growing it. That means if you are going to sell the business in the next 5 years, they need to be taken care of and rewarded. In fact, you want to take care of them and reward them. So, especially in the case of not just one, but maybe several family members or key people working in your business, it's very important to consider how they will react if they are thinking that they're going to be going to own the business and you sell it off to a third party. You want to put in place some sort of compensation plan for them. So that question again, I agree that within the next 60 days, I will put in place a special compensation formula for your key person or your significant child or family member who is in the business in the event that it's sold in the next 5 years. Okay, so now we're on to question six, which is for both the parent and the child. So this one is, as a fundamental principle, I understand that from time to time we will receive unsolicited offers from third parties to acquire the business. These offers will be considered and accepted at the discretion of the controlling shareholder and supported by the child's, whoever that might be, the child's name. So this is really bringing to the surface the fact that you will consider it, you will consider third-party offers from time to time, and that the controlling shareholder, in fact, is the final arbiter in many ways, but that you will be supported by the child or the family member that's in the business or the key person that you may be having this discussion with. And it's really important that you do both have a really good discussion so that there is some understanding around it and you can come to an agreement to consider it very seriously. So that is, again, that question as a fundamental principle. I understand that from time to time we will receive unsolicited offers from third parties to acquire the business and the offers will be considered and accepted at the discretion of the controlling shareholder and supported by your child or your key person. So every family's business is something that we all need to consider seriously. It's so important to have a discussion around what is going to happen with succession and or sale of the business in the future. So this is part three of a series of 12 questions, which were developed by Thomas Dean, PhD, and Every Family's Business is the name of his book, if you'd like to find a copy and have a little bit more in-depth explanation of what's going on. But this is the third part. So question seven, which is from the parent. So in preparation for the annual update of this blueprint, I will arrange for an updated valuation of the business and will calculate whether there is an appropriate amount of insurance in place. I'll furnish evidence that this has been done and that estate taxes will not impair the ability of this company to function after my death. So this is a very deep question, whether you have considered what happens with your estate planning, and depending on where you are located, there will be different legal and other implications. Particularly from a taxation perspective. So it takes some time to go through this. And this is simply reminding you that that's an update that's required annually so that you can keep up with whatever changes may be taking place. Now, again, that question In preparation for the annual update of the blueprint, I'll arrange for an updated valuation of the business and will calculate whether there's an appropriate amount of insurance in place. I will furnish evidence that this has been done and that estate taxes will not impair the ability of this corporation to function after my death. In terms of valuation as well, that's complete other subject, which we will talk about in another blog in the future. So question eight, this is for both the parent and the child or successor. We're going to ask, we're asking you to list at least three items in each of these four categories that will affect the health of the business over the next 5 years. So this is in many ways a SWOT analysis. We're going to look at the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. And from the perspective of both the parent and the child, and really asking you to think seriously about at least three items that might affect you in each of those areas. So three items in strength, three items in weaknesses, three items in opportunities, and three items in threats. So that will take some time to complete and get an interesting perspective from both the parent and the child as to what you actually see could be the challenges in each of those areas. So now on to question nine. So this is for both the parent and the child. So to secure our future prosperity together, we should either A, continue to run our business and invest more of our money in our company, or B, proactively pursue the sale of our company. Again, to secure our future prosperity together, should we either continue to run our business and invest more of our money in our company, or B, proactively pursue the sale of our company? Simple yes, no answers from both the parent and the child, and see whether you're both on the same page. So part four of Every Family's Business, we're down to the last three common sense questions that have been developed by Thomas Deans, PhD, which are all around protecting your wealth. So just to recap, these are questions to conduct between the business owner or the parent and the child or the successor in the family. And ideally, if you have more than one child in the family, it'd be really good to conduct these questions one at a time with each child, not as a group. So if you don't have any relatives in the business, then you can use it with key employees. In which case, of course, the parent questions are for the business owner and the child questions are for the key employees. And there are no wrong or right answers. It's simply about getting greater clarity between the generations and how and when the business will be sold. So let's go on to the last three questions. So question 10, this is for the parent. Within 60 days of completing the blueprint, we will complete a salary and a bonus compensation review for whichever child or successor. Interestingly, I've found that particularly in family businesses, that the children in the business seem to be left behind. They don't always, they're not always treated in the same way as other employees who would have a normal pattern of a review process. So what this does is actually make that happen so that they don't miss out through the normal course of business. So here we go, this question again, or it's really rather a statement. Within 60 days of completing this blueprint, we will complete a salary and bonus compensation review for the child's name. or the key successor. Okay. Question 11, which is again for the parent. I agree to conduct an annual performance review of the child's name. This review will measure performance against mutually agreed on and achievable goals and objectives. New goals and objectives will be set for the coming year. Again, as I've mentioned for the previous question, children who are in a family business in particular tend to miss out on it, or the parents find it difficult to be able to conduct a performance review for their blood relatives. It's a very useful tool to be able to make sure that that actually happens and that the performance measurements are all agreed upon by the particular family member involved. So the answer to this question is yes, you agree to it, or no, you don't. But it's very important to be able to have your thoughts and discussion notes recorded and for there to be a contribution from, of course, the relative that's involved in the business. And last question, which again is for the parent, and that is, within 60 days of completing this blueprint, I will present up-to-date job descriptions to all family members working in the business that clearly describe their duties and responsibilities. I will include an up-to-date organisational chart, and family members working in the company will adhere to the company's policies and procedures. So once again, many family businesses tend to go what I would call, in quotes, go with the flow. This is about instilling a process and a blueprint by which everyone will operate. And rather than having family members just being let loose, so to speak, or not actually conducting themselves in the way that you really want them to, this is about taking out the ambiguity and uncertainty that might be at play. So again, that question, within 60 days of completing this blueprint, I will present up-to-date job descriptions to all family members working in the business that clearly describe their duties and responsibilities. I will include an up-to-date organizational chart, and family members working in the company will adhere to the company's policies and procedures. So that is the end of the 12 questions. And just to sum it up, this is not something that you will do once. The essence of all of this is to complete it every year with the key employees or the key family members that are involved in your business. It's a blueprint that will help you tackle some of the curly issues or the elephants in the room, so to speak, or the areas that don't normally get discussed in a family situation that are often left to slide under the carpet. This is about bringing them to the surface and understanding where everyone's aspirations are and what you think might happen in the future, and that everybody is really on the same page. So I'd like to say thank you to Thomas Deans, PhD, for actually creating these 12 questions. And if you want to get a hold of his book, you can go to his website, which is everyfamiliesbusiness.com, and you can actually order the book. But meanwhile, these are the key questions, and there is a copy of the 12 questions available through a link that we will have in this blog.